Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's all about you, James.
I thought we were talking about the Bangles. All right, so Kevin and Dan are here. I don't think they're ever going to leave.
They are. It's great. Yeah. We've been fed. We can stay down here for months.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
They enjoy Rocking the Suburbs with us. This is a music podcast starring me, Jim Lenihan.
And me, Patrick Foster.
And with us all this week, or most of this week, are...
Kevin Goff.
And Dan Gursky.
Okay. And Dan brought a visual aid that you all can't see, but it has to be one of the cheapest pieces of packaging I've ever seen for a CD, right?
It really does.
So Dan, tell us what you brought here.
Yes, I brought, this is part of the We Are the 80s series, and it's the Bangles.
Ah.
And I was telling these guys, this is literally the only CD really that I have in my possession now because everything's digital.
Yes.
But I was in Best Buy a few years ago in the bargain bin, and I saw the Bangles, and I thought, wow, for $5, it's worth it.
Why not?
So it stays in my glove compartment. It's probably a little warped from the sun, but every once in a while, maybe every 3 or 4 months, I slap it in to see if my CD player is still working, and I listen to it on the way over here today, and it's a fine collection of songs.
Yeah, absolutely, and I really like the sort of aura or glow that's around the girls in the band on the front of this. Yeah, it's really, really tasteful.
Yeah, they just took one of their old promo images and then just did a little sort of Photoshop effect behind it. Not very well.
Put a picture of that up on the Suburbs Pod episode page.
It's glorious.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing you would find in a bargain bin, right?
Yeah, it was worth the price and more.
But why don't we cue up a song?
Let's do it.
Okay, so that's the Bangles, Hazy Shade of Winter, mm-hmm. a cover of a Simon Garfunkel song, was on the soundtrack to the movie Less Than Zero.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
little Robert Downey Jr. action.
Remind me again, we are talking about the Bangles today, not just because you have the CD in your glove box,
no.
right?
But for,
that's not good enough.
Oh,
it is.
You know, it Rockin' the Suburbs, that's an episode.
It is enough, but I think there's more to the story, right?
Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, so Dan and I, on one of our, as we mentioned, I think earlier, suburban soccer dad weekends where we'd have these long sort of soccer tournaments, during one of those weekends, we actually saw that the Bangles were playing in Falls Church at the State Theater in 2009. And we checked out that show together. And actually, I remember it being a really, really good show.
Yeah. And apparently that's Hazy Shade of Winter is what they always open with.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I was thinking on the way over here, you know, Patrick's seen a lot more shows than me, but we both agreed it was really a great show.
It really was.
And, you know, underrated, I think, the Bangles.
Yeah. And at that period of time, gosh, I mean, I know that 83, 84 was their first release sometime around there. So we're talking quite a bit on into the band, but they, you know, it's all the original members, right? They were tight. They looked fantastic. They played really well. They sounded great. Full house. The love for the Bangles does not diminish. Kind of an underrated, as Dan said, rock band who were equally adept at interpreting songs, which they were very good at. I mean, that's obviously a very radical sort of rearrangement of a Paul Simon song. Yet, still harmonized and you know, had a clear ringing guitar sound that was very recognizable. Vicki Peterson, their excellent guitar player, songwriter.
And Susanna Hoffs. I mean, what can you say?
What else can you say about yeah. that Bangle girl?
I'll say along the underrated comments is that I didn't happen or intend to actually see the Bangles in concert, but managed to see them because I was going to see the Hoodoo Gurus open up for the Bangles at Six Flags Over Georgia. Nice. And again, very musical, very talented, and underrated, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. Just always love the vocals in this band. They're first full-length album, All Over the Place, which came out in 1984, is quite an excellent record. I'm sure there are plenty of places to listen to it or pick it up these days, but among some really good original songs on the record, there's Going Down to Liverpool, which is a song written by Kimberly Rue of the Soft Boys, and or Katrina of the Waves maybe was actually the band that he was in at that time. And there's an old 60s cover of a band called The Merry-Go-Round on that record, too. That's quite good. But my favorite Bangles song is on this album, and it's probably not that well-known by a lot of people, but it's called James. So why don't we hear a little bit of that early Bangles sound? Jim, I'm excited because I recently built something in my workshop, and it came out really good.
Is it a spice rack?
It is not a spice rack. That's my next project.
Okay.
But I built a website in there, and yeah. It's called suburbspod.com. It's our website.
It is our website. I see our names right there.
Yep. Got a picture of the boombox and our names and pictures. And
there's pictures of us recording the show.
A nav bar and things you can click on and... So basically, you can get some recaps of the episodes, right?
Does the nav bar serve drinks?
It does. Oh. But only if you click on one of the tabs here in the nav bar. So it's customized with our colors, which are black and orange.
Yeah.
And we've got recaps of the shows there where we write down the music we play, sometimes That's related right. ephemera.
That's right.
And I think one day in the near future, we might be posting other things like... Maybe some thoughts,
yep.
some reviews.
I have lots of thoughts.
Yes.
I am ready to put them to paper. And then I think I just like scan it in. And
there's a thing here on the side of your computer. Yeah. You put the paper in there.
Okay.
And it'll appear on the internet.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. This is great. So I would recommend that all of our listeners visit suburbspod.com.
Do it now.
Okay, we're back from the break talking about the Bangles.
Yeah, so we heard a little bit of James before we went into that break, but to me it's got all the Bangles elements, right? Clean, crisp guitar, Susanna Hoff's vocals right up front that are kind of melt like butter, and a great bass line, a real pop hook to it, and a nice sentiment.
The Bangles were part of something in Southern California called the Paisley Underground, right?
Yeah, I think a little bit they were.
So
yeah.
How would you describe that?
sort of a loose collective of bands that were pretty enamored of sort of really shimmering guitar sounds, and there was a lot of sort of, you know, 60s like sort of nuggets-ish songs that they were enamored of, right? Like kind of obscure songs, but also had big hooks. Think of a band like, I don't know, the Rain Parade, or, you know, there were a bunch of bands that were sort of considered in the Paisley Underground, but they did come out of that scene. However, grew beyond it because of some of the hits they had. You know, I think we can name those off of, like, Manic Monday was a big hit, Walk Like an Egyptian. And Dan, through the magic of the internet, we actually found the set list of the show we saw, and it was a really good representation of their career.
Yeah, there were not even any really bad songs. I mean, yeah. Eternal Flame is sort of a little bit lame, but not bad. And I think it's worth noting that there's sort of a new generation of fans from them being on the Gilmore Girls,
which
I have never actually watched, but rumor has it through some relatives of mine that they appeared on there, and the characters love the Bangles. They go to a Bangles show, I believe. So, you
Did
know, 25-year-old girls know the Bangles.
I'm also told that Eternal Flame is the first song that my wife and I slow dance to.
Oh,
nice. Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
So. At your wedding?
No.
Or just ever?
No.
Some other time.
Just in life.
Girlfriend at the time, wife now.
Yeah, got it.
She remembers that.
You can borrow the CD if you'd like.
Can ride around in Kevin's glove compartment for a year or so. How about you, Jim? You never saw the Bangles.
No, I've never seen them. I like their stuff. I think they sort of have a lot of the elements of sort of pop music that I like. You know, as you mentioned, there might be a couple of songs that maybe they were forced to record to satisfy a record label, but you know, when they were sort of doing stuff that you felt was true to them, it was good stuff.
Yeah.
I will say though that when I was in college, the album Different Light came out, 1986. Yep. That was the one that had Manic Monday.
That's right.
And
it was a big hit for them.
Walk Like an Egyptian, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the one that like really, you know, broke them open.
Yeah.
I worked at the school newspaper, and we would get albums sent to us, vinyl albums back then, and, you know, review copies. You could review them. And I took that one to review. Didn't really know anything about the Bangles at the time. And part of the reason why I don't really do record reviews, or I kind of stopped doing it after a while, is because I gave it a particularly harsh review. I just remember, like, really kind of trashing it. And some readers were really upset with me. They were not happy about this. And the thing is, I know it was completely unfair. Like, if I go back now, I'd just be like, that was a 19-year-old kid just trying to be cool.
Right.
You know? And this, you know, didn't think this was cool.
Yeah.
But it's part of the reason why I kind of, you know, stopped wanting to do record reviews, because I tended to have this sort of like love it or hate it thing with records. I didn't know how to write nuance. It was sort of either like, this is the greatest thing ever, or this is terrible.
Right. Yeah. Burnt, melt all copies of this album.
Yeah. It's not terrible. It's good. Different Light is good.
Yeah. It's a good record.
If She Knew What She Wants, that's a good song.
Very good song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And like you said, you know, there have been some popular singles, but it's interesting to me. I don't know how you feel about it, Dan. I wouldn't consider the Bangles like a guilty pleasure at all. To me, they're a pretty solid, for the most part, rock band, you know, who really constructed songs that were really influenced by like kind of British Invasion and garage band stuff. Like that's where they really came from. And when you see them live, you can understand that because they go back to those kind of, you know, core foundations.
Yeah.
Because we looked at the set list and one of the encores was Pushing Too Hard by the Seeds, right? Which is a classic sort of 60s nugget.
Right. And, you know, not to mix them up with the Go-Go's, who I think, you know,
they're
not the Go-Go's.
No.
But they could be lumped together in that Southern California, same time period kind of thing.
Sort of all girl band. Yeah. Although I will say I had a much bigger crush on Belinda Carlisle at the beginning than I did on any of the Bangles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The early Belinda. I was a big fan of the early Belinda.
No, Susanna for me.
Okay. So. And we'll say, you know, in all honesty, when we saw him in 2009, she looked gorgeous. I mean, just fantastic. And, you know, definitely had that sort of movie star kind of appeal to her. Yeah. And the crowd was going nuts.
All right. Simmer down. Okay.
Sorry.
So.
Pass a glass of water.
I just got to say, so this is the only CD in your possession, right?
It is.
That you have anymore. This is it. We Are the 80s, a product of VH1 Classic.
Yes.
Bangles, like a greatest hits. But I'm going to suggest you can expand your CD collection because it says here, in the liner notes, if you love the 80s, you'll love these other We Are the 80s titles. And you can also purchase a flock of seagulls.
Ooh.
Bow Wow Wow.
Ooh. I Want Candy.
Is that
one song?
A whole album?
Yeah, yeah. One song.
It's going to be a long album.
If I, it two, I think I had two songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a remix.
Lover Boy. Eddie Money.
Ooh, Two Tickets to Paradise, yeah.
Scandal.
I don't even remember.
Warrior.
And rounding
Warrior,
out,
there you go.
Rounding out the collection is Rick Springfield.
Ah, wow. Jesse's Girl. Everybody's so
there you go.
That.
I'm hanging on to this one.
I think you're in good shape there, Dan. I think you got the cream of the crop of that series.
Good choice. Okay, so we're going to hear one more song.
Yeah, let's play out
bit.
Something.
Yep. Yep. But before we do that, let's just remind people that they are listening to Rock in the Suburbs. This is the kind of thing we talk about. Just, you know, a random CD that we found one day. And we love that.
Yeah, we have a good concert memory.
And we have one more day.
We do.
Tomorrow with Dan and Kevin, right?
That's right.
Okay, so you won't want to miss that.
Looking forward to it.
You can, of course, find the show on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn. And you can also visit our website, which is suburbspod.com. And we'll put the a photo of the album cover, the We Are the 80s
Dang right, we
Bangles
will.
Up yep. there, right? And also on our social media, which is at Suburbs Pod on Twitter and Facebook. Also, please call and tell us what you think of the Bangles or anything else related to music. It's the Suburban Party Line. It is 612-440-1984. There you go. And also, you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I am Patrick Foster.
Kevin Goff.
And Dan Gursky.
And Patrick, what are we going to hear to play out?
What do you think, Dan? What should we go out with here?
How about Hero Takes a Fall?
That would be a fantastic way to go out.
One of my favorites. It's on the greatest hits, so it must have been one of their better songs.
Yeah, so we can just cue it up right here. All right.
Put that in the player.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is the greatest thing ever, or this is terrible.